All right, welcome back to X's and Bros. On these, many of these same great Michigan Sports Network stations, the Huge Show will be coming your way later on this afternoon at 3 o'clock with Bill Simonson. Always has good guests on, and no doubt he'll be talking about the Masters and Scottie Scheffler's performance from yesterday. Shot a 4-under par on Sunday and won it by 4. His second green jacket in the last 3 years. Scottie Scheffler, at age 27, is the fourth youngest player in the history of golf to have multiple green jackets. He is also one of the few players to have his first two majors become Masters championships. The eighth ever to do that. He's also the 18th man to ever win more than one Masters. He and many golfers make it look easy. It ain't easy. He's the number one player in the world for a reason. 82 weeks in his career. He's won 8 times over the last 2 years. First ever to win the Players' Championship in back-to-back years. And he's now won 2 green jackets in 5 Masters starts. Only Horton Smith, back in 1934 and 1936, won 2 Masters titles in fewer starts. Horton Smith, who admittedly I'd never heard of, won 2 in a 3-year span. If I were to tell you, it's a good trivia question, hey man, who's the only golfer? Most people would say, Jack Nicklaus, right? I mean, he's got 6 Masters titles. Tiger Woods, I mean, the common names, right? Horton Smith, never heard of him. Anyway, Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters. Tiger's a 4-3 winner yesterday over Minnesota. Javier Baez with his first home run of the season. Spencer Torkelson with a game-winning RBI. There's a big complaint right now going on about Spencer Torkelson. This happens, right? For some reason or another, this happens about first overall picks. Let me just say this. Nobody in baseball, in a front office, would have taken anyone other than Spencer Torkelson as the first overall pick. That's a promise. I'm just telling you right now. Don't give me this bull crap about, well, you know what? I just don't know if he was the right pick. If they wouldn't have taken him, considering what he had done at Arizona State University, where if not for the pandemic, would have broken the school record held by Bob Horner. When you lead the nation and set a Pac-12 conference record for most home runs by a freshman, when you break Barry Bonds' school record for home runs by a freshman, when you hit with the power that he had, and you know your team needs productivity, don't tell me you were going to take Max Mayer, the pitcher, out of Minnesota, or Asa Lacy, or Austin Martin, or Emerson Hancock. That ain't happening. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Here's who Spencer Torkelson will be for his entire career. So try to understand what a player is. He's going to be a relative, I'll say low, but he's going to be a sub-250. This is my guess now. He's going to be a sub-250 hitter with power and run driving in productivity. That's who he's going to be. He's going to give you 30 bombs. And at some point, he might give you 40. And he's going to drive in 95 over 100, over 95 runs per season. I think that's who he is. Can you accept that? Are you okay with that? If you are an average guy, if you're a guy who says, I've got to have a bat, he's not Jose Altuve, folks. He's not going to hit for average. It's just not who he is. So we need to, the best way to go about is expectations or true understanding of who a player is, all right? When you read that, when you gauge that, is really up to you. It's up to the individual. I that's to each his own. I'm not going to criticize you for thinking, you know what, he should be a 300 hitter. Okay, if that's what you think, that's your prerogative. I don't see why you would think that. I don't know what indication he would have given you so far. Guys can grow. Guys can get better. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody thought Jalen Brunson would be the guy he is right now in the NBA. But that's who he's become. Or maybe this is just could this be a flash in the pan for a guy like that? You know, is he going to? He's not Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's not Luka Doncic. Did anyone think Jalen Brunson would be the fourth leading scorer in the NBA and average 29 points per game when he came out of Villanova? As a second round pick, by the way, by the Dallas Mavericks. 32 guys were taken ahead of him. Nobody thought it. Because in Dallas, he averaged 9 points a game, 8 points a game, 12 and a half, 16. Not until last year did he really explode and average 24 points a game. This is the hard thing. Who's the player? Have you gotten a good read on a guy who's been 6 years in the league? I would think so. Is it 5 years? Is it four? How do you answer that? I don't know if there is one specific answer. We just know his numbers have gone up every single year. This year's exploded. Has this now set the standard for a guy? I'll use the example of Jalen Brunson. Moving forward, next year, if he doesn't average 29 points per game, is he a disappointment? This is why I marvel, part of the reason I marvel, at certain players. Now, maybe this isn't fair. Let me just say that right out of the gate. Maybe it's not fair to use this example, but I'm going to anyway. I marvel at an all-time great like Wayne Gretzky, because he won 9 Hart trophies, 8 straight at one point. He wasn't measuring himself against everybody else in the league when he won his first Hart trophy at the age of 19 in his second year. No, actually, it was his first year in the NHL when he had 137 points. The next year, he was measured against everybody in the league and what he did the year before. And then at age 21 and 22 and 23 and 24 and 25 and 26, all those years, he was the best player in the world. He was named the MVP, the Hart Trophy winner. He was measured. Wayne Gretzky, at the age of 25, wasn't measured against everybody in the NHL. He was measured against Wayne Gretzky at age 24 and 23 and 22 and 21 and 19 when he won the MVP. That's what we do. We take a guy. Yeah, but look at how good he was a year ago. Dylan Larkin's got 33 goals. Next year, if he has less than 33, he can't be as good, right? So we do the same thing, I think, with a lot of players. Our phone number, and that's with Spencer Torkelson. Same thing. 30 homers, 94 runs batted in. That's who he's got to be. 866-838-4843. More on the other side. This is Shep on X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson. Step up to the plate at Eagle Casino and Sports, the mobile sportsbook app that you can bet on all your favorites all year round, including, of course, our national pastime. So download the app and start winning today at Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan. Must be 21 years or older and in Michigan to play.
For Javi Baez, the bat is still, well, a work in progress, but the defense, it's a wow. Baez has won one gold glove. He could have won more. He had a sensational year defensively for the Cubs in 2019, but he's really been erratic since joining the Tigers, and it's mostly about his throwing. 27 throwing errors the last 2 years, mostly on routine plays. For the Tigers, it's about focus and footwork and about daily routines. New third base coach Joey Cora has brought a new daily routine that players really like. It just helps keep them sharp. He's got Javi playing one-handed again. That leads to more fluid actions. Baez has always been able to make the spectacular play. Now he's making the routine play consistently, and he's back to a Gold Glove level.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Yeah! 18 after the hour on this Monday, April 15th. Welcome to X's and Bros. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Ben Zost is our producer. I'm Matt Shepard. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Pistons lose last night. 14 wins on the year. The worst season in Pistons basketball history. 7 home wins, 7 road wins. They were down 30 entering the fourth quarter. It was an awful watch. Tigers win at 4-3. Mark Canha had a couple of RBIs. He's got 8. He leads the team in RBIs. Spencer Torkelson, the game-winning RBI. Javier Baez's first home run. They will take on Texas today. It'll be Reese Olson for Detroit against Michael Lorenzen for the Angels. Or I should say for the Rangers. The Rangers, by the way, have a guy by the name of Evan Carter in their outfield. Seems like a pretty good hitter. Same draft as Spencer Torkelson. I would have taken Spencer Torkelson first overall. I'm glad they did. If you ever get in a disagreement with somebody and they start complaining about him and they start complaining about Al Avila and his draft picks and so on and so forth, I want you to do me a favor. All I want you to do is say, if not him, who? And see if they can bring anybody up. It's an important part of the discussion. There has to be an alternative. It can't be a blanket statement. You shouldn't have drafted blank. We had the discussion earlier on X's and Bros. What did we say? The Quinn Hughes pick, Philip Zadina instead of Quinn Hughes. You got to be able to say more than just, I wouldn't have taken Philip Zadina. Okay, who would you have taken? Quinn Hughes. Good. Evan Bouchard. Good. Okay. Those are good answers. There's nothing wrong with that. You can't say Rasmus Dahlin because he went first overall. You didn't have the chance. So my question would be to somebody who comes back and says, if not Spencer Torkelson, who? Here's the other name who would have been in the discussion, Austin Martin. He played at Vanderbilt. They won a national championship. They beat Michigan. He was a really good player. You weren't going to take Asa Lacy. You didn't know him, a lefty out of Texas A&M, plays for Kansas City, doesn't play at all. Max Mayer, you wouldn't have drafted him out of Minnesota. You wouldn't. Nick Gonzalez, the second baseman out of New Mexico State. These guys aren't playing, man. Maybe Reed Detmers. No, he wouldn't have gone first overall. And then you go a little bit later on, and you say, well, you know what? You know who's a really good player? Jordan Westberg. I really liked him at Mississippi State. Oh, you did, huh? You sure about that? You would have taken him first overall, huh? I'm not sure about that. I don't think you would have. This is the answer sometimes I'll get from people. I'll tell you who I would have taken. Oh, really? Who's that? You know, there's a long pause, right? The kid, the Jordan Walker out of St. Louis. I said, he played in high school, man. He came from Decatur High School. You would have drafted a high school player over a proven here. Can you imagine the conversation after that? What are you taking high school players for, man? When you got a proven guy at the collegiate level. Why would you do that? Those are the same people, by the way, same fans who said last year, and I'm, by the way, I was one of these people. I'm not the one with, you know, the Jordan Walker stuff, but I did say this. What would you have done last year? Tigers took Max Clark, really good looking player, but out of high school and a Midwest high school too, Indiana, when Wyatt Langford is right there. Wyatt Langford played at Florida and was a hell of a player. Hell of a player. You know who drafted Nick Langford or Wyatt Langford? You're going to see him tonight. The Texas Rangers. You know Wyatt Langford is playing on a regular basis for that team? He's pretty damn good. You don't think he could have helped the Tigers? Are you kidding me? Max Clark may be a really good player. He may be better than Wyatt Langford in the long run. Let's hope he is. But here's what we know so far. Wyatt Langford, in that same draft, has played every game, and he's off to a decent start. He's got some extra base hits. He's batting in the mid-270s, or 260s, I should say. He's playing pretty much on an everyday basis. Played more than Evan Carter. He's played more than Corey Seager. Only Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia has played more than a guy who came out of the 2023 draft. It's pretty damn good. Our phone number is 866-838-4843. Speaking of Tigers, on this date a year ago, is it a year ago? 2023, right? Miguel Cabrera delivered a pinch hit walk-off RBI single to beat the San Francisco Giants 7-6. It is the first ever pinch hit walk-off winner in his career. This date a year ago. Some of you are old enough to remember this. On this date back in 1983, Milt Wilcox carries a perfect game through 8 2/3 innings against Chicago at Comiskey Park. Do you remember this? He retired the first 26 batters in order. It was one of the most impressive displays. And you're sitting there thinking to yourself, please, please get this. You deserve it. It's amazing. Tony La Russa was then the manager of the Chicago White Sox. Not before he forgot how to manage, but when he was an elite manager. He asked for a pinch hitter that day. With 26 batters in a row retired, and Milt Wilcox on the bump, 8 2/3 of perfect ball. The pinch hitter, Jerry Hairston. The first pitch he sees, he singles up the middle. Wilcox goes on. He throws the complete game one hitter in a Tigers 6-0 win. But it felt like you lost. That was heartbreaking stuff. That was back in 1983. The next year, Milt Wilcox and the Tigers would, of course, go on and win the world championship. Phone number is 866-838-4843. All right, interesting story coming from New York. Dwight Gooden, rather, is going to have his number retired by the New York Mets. appropriately so. Or did he have it? I think he did have it. He did have it retired. So he joins Gil Hodges, Keith Hernandez, Willie Mays, Mike Piazza, Jerry Kuzman, Casey Stengel, and of course, Tom Seaver. So Strawberry's number 18, or Daryl Strawberry's number will retire June 1st. Dwight Gooden had it retired the other day. Which athlete in Detroit sports history should have their jersey retired who currently does not have it retired? And why did it take so long for the Mets to recognize that, I wonder? A lot of teams, they take a long time. It's not Purdue. You know, they're not retiring Zach Edey's number right away. I don't expect that. But it's interesting how long it takes. Phone number is 866-838-4843. I'm Matt Shepard. This is X's and Bros throughout the great state of Michigan. Stay with us.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app. Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your deposit for up to $1,500, and you'll get 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Matt Shepard back with you on this Monday, April 15th. X's and Bros Monday through Friday from 6 until 9. Pistons a blowout loser in San Antonio last night. Just 14 wins of the year. It's the worst season in Pistons history. Red Wings play tonight at home against Montreal. Final home regular season game of the year. I stress regular season because the hope is that they win tonight. They win tomorrow. They get a little help. And they reach the postseason. Anything can happen then, right? For sure. Tigers a winner, 4-3 yesterday. Cano with a couple of RBIs. He leads the team with 8. Spencer Torkelson with a game-winning RBI. Javier Baez with his first home run of the year. Jason Foley another save. I believe he has 4 on the year. That's impressive. He's got nasty, nasty stuff, especially his sinker. And then you've got the Pistons, or I should say the Tigers, taking on the Rangers in the first of a 3-game series starting here tonight. It'll Michael Lorenzen for Texas, the former Tiger, against Reese Olson tonight. Our phone number, 866-838-4843. Let's go to Scott. He's been waiting in Grand Rapids. Scott, thanks for your patience. How are you today?
Hey, no worries. Wonderful, Ed. Beautiful, sunny Monday morning, Shep.
Right.
You were in house at the time. Al Avila was a A-minus, B-plus drafter. I don't think you can anybody can argue anything, but as far as his draft choices, pitchers and position players, he did what he was supposed to do. He was a C-minus, D-plus when it came to trades and acquiring players. I mean, we're going up against Marcus Semien tonight, and, you know, I guess, nothing really against Javi Baez, but Marcus Semien was the choice. But, you know, he thought Javi Baez, and maybe it was a money thing. I do not know. But
well, that always plays a factor, right? I mean, that has to play a factor.
Yeah, it's got to.
Yeah, and I like Marcus Semien a lot. I wanted Marcus. He's not now. Marcus Semien's not a shortstop. All right, but I would say this.
Well, he's not anymore. I know.
No, I would ask
but
you.
But he would have been with us.
Well, yeah, he is. He's a little older. I mean, he's 33 now. Let me ask you this: would you have spent? I mean, I don't know if you heard the show earlier, but I said Matt Chapman, 3 years, $54 million, definitely would have done that. That's what he signed with San Francisco. Would you have signed Marcus Semien to a seven-year, $175 million contract?
Well, here's the point. What year is he in now? He's in his third year or fourth year with Texas?
I think he's in his third year.
Is he going to be productive for three more?
I would think so. Let me take that back. I would think he would have been productive in his first 3 years of the contract for sure. But his contract with Texas, 7 years, $175 million, that means he is there until the age of 37. He can be an unrestricted free agent at the age of 38. You're going to pay him 25, 26, 26, 26, 26, 26, $26 million a year.
Well, here's the thing is for our youth, and I agree with you. I mean, Spencer Torkelson is going to be he's a hard swinger. That's not going to change.
Right.
He has a lot of hard outs.
Yep.
But he's not a placement guy. He's never going to hit. He's never going to be a 280, 300 that guy. Yeah. There may be a year or two where he might flirt with that, but he's always going to, I think from here on out, he's always going to be a 30-90, a 30-95 guy.
Yeah.
And he's an above average defensive first baseman. In my mind, win. Riley Green, now that's
yeah,
a whole,
yeah,
that's,
I would
Riley
just
Green's
say this.
Story. Riley Green's the perennial all-star as far as I'm concerned because he can go all over the place. And my question is to you today, with the kid, I like the youngster. Is it Wenzel? Wenzel?
Wenzel Perez.
Yes. How long? Because we don't have a lot invested into him, and I know how incredible he is in center field, but how long do we stick with Parker Meadows right now?
Well, I would ask you this.
I got high school kids can make more contact than he's making.
No, you don't. I would ask you this. No, you really don't. I mean, that's you had great stuff until that comment. That's just not possible. Okay, I mean, high school kids would poop their pants in against Major League Baseball pitching. Here's my question.
I'm over exaggerating. Yes. He's not a professional hitter right now, and I don't know that he was. He did some things last year that were very good, but. What's the sample size that before, you know, he goes back down and maybe becomes that kind of hitter?
You just said it perfectly. You have to ask yourself, what's the sample size? Do you believe, I don't have his exact numbers in front of me, do you believe a guy should be judged after 50 games in the major leagues? That's what you have to ask yourself. I mean,
I think you're right. I think you're right at the precipice right there. I think that's a pretty good sample size, don't you? I mean, it's not a season. It's not 100 games, but.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I got this. Let me make sure I got this right. just so I'm clear. You think a guy should be judged on 50 games in his major league career?
No, I'm not over. No, I'm not giving up on.
Oh, I know you're not. I know. Yeah, I just wanted to be sure. He's 24. He's played 50 right. games at the major league level. Most people would tell you, I'm not saying that I'm one of them, but if you talk to analysts, they'll tell you, you need 1,500 at-bats, minimum. 1,500 ABs. He's got 160. Okay? I'll give you an example of in this way. It's a good phone call. I love the discussion. I really do. I think it's fantastic. I would tell you this, and this is what I argued with Spencer Torkelson, and thanks for the phone call, Scott. Please call again, because and if you're the coach at the high school level, kudos to you. I'm so glad that you're a coach. That's so cool. I mean that sincerely. I love when I talk to other coaches. It's how you learn about the game. I think it's also important that you're giving back. I think it's really cool. Here's what I would tell you, though. And I use this argument with Spencer Torkelson all the time. Spencer Torkelson in the minor leagues, in the minors, had 562 at-bats. 562. That's not many at all. Not a comparison in terms of skill and productivity. I'm just giving you an example, okay, on why guys need to be seasoned, especially in baseball, more than anything else. We want to rush guys along, and it's just not fair to them. It's not right. Mike Trout, who at one point was the greatest player on the planet, had 1,100 at-bats in the minor leagues. 5 years, 1,100. Twice, more than twice as many as Spencer Torkelson. It's important. Really important. I'm not saying if Spencer Torkelson had that many at-bats in the minor leagues, he'd be as good as Mike Trout. No. Please don't read into that. I'm just giving you an example of how important it truly is. You've got to be able to learn and go through some really tough times as a Major League Baseball player. It's hard. It's really hard, man. I don't think I'm not going to judge Parker Meadows on 50 at-bats in his Major League career. And here's why I would tell you that. There was a time where Alex Bregman, do you think he's a good player? Oh, you damn right you do. Would you take him at third base? Every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Alex Bregman, in his first season, in his first month and a half, and his first 50 ABs, was awful. Numbers were terrible. Awful. He didn't get a hit until his 10th game at the major league level. He ended up righting the ship and batted like 260, something like that, in his first year in the major leagues. I'm going to use a word that's going to make you cringe. It's going to make you grip your steering wheel tighter. It's going to make you shake your head. It's going to make you want to change the station. It's going to make you want to pound the dash with your fist. But patience with young players is really hard. But it's something that has to be done, especially in baseball. See, football, you and I watch a guy play at his college and then jump to the pros and we think, okay, we understand that there is a learning gap when we understand it might be a year or so. In Major League Baseball, you draft a guy, oftentimes you don't know who that guy is. You don't. Let's not try and fool ourselves here. We've got to be honest. Self-evaluation. Be honest with yourself. did you know who Max Clark was before they drafted him? Probably not. Did you know Parker Meadows went to Grayson High School in Loganville, Georgia? Probably not. You just know that he was a second-round pick. Then you started following him, and you're like, oh, man, this guy's got great speed, and he's really good defensively, but he's not a great offensive player. And that would be correct. I mean, it's not like in the minors he was, you know, revolutionary. He batted 244. You just got to be understanding that, you know, one thing is the minors, the other thing is the majors. The minors get you ready. I'm not judging a guy yet in the major leagues on 150 at-bats, 50-plus games. Phone number is 866-838-4843. The other thing about that real quick, and I know we got another caller, the other thing about that real quick is you can hide him easier if you have a really good offensive team. You can handle the fact that he's not gifted offensively, super gifted offensively, because he's so good defensively. Do you have the guys around him to make up for it? Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Right now they don't. Ben, who else is with us?
Yeah, we got Danny in Brighton. He wants to talk about what you and Scott were talking about.
Hi, Danny. Good to have you on board, man. How are you on this Monday?
Shop full circle for you, my friend. Long time no talk.
Yep, good to have you back.
Welcome back. Likewise, appreciate you. I was very fascinated by some of the comments that Scott made. The first thing he said is he gave Al Avila an A-minus, B-plus as a GM, which I would dispute until I grew hair. And one of the things I would say about that is when he took over, I think you had the Tigers, the Pirates, the Orioles, the Twins, the Indians. They were all, I believe, in very similar positions. They are not now. And I think that's a direct reflection of the draft. And one of my, you know, one of the things that Al Avila was targeted to do, you know, is he needed to move out that big payroll because we weren't contending anymore and he needed to start the rebuild. And he was successful to an extent, but he got nothing back. The only player, I believe, that from all the trades that he made that's on the team now is Jake Rogers.
Correct.
From those trades. And that's alarming. There's five players on the major league roster right now from his drafts. Of 8 years of drafts, there's five players. That is alarming to me as well. There should be more. We should be Baltimore, because Baltimore drafted like we did, and look at them. They're elite now. They're ready to challenge. And, you know, you're talking about Parker Meadows. And Parker Meadows, the reason they brought him up last year is because he finally got to the point where he actually could hit in Toledo. Because they stuck him in – he was in West Michigan for a while because he couldn't
Correct.
Hit. He could yeah. everything else but. And so at some point you have to say, you know, you can hit this – you need to move up. And I think that you're seeing that. You know, how many guys in the Tigers' everyday lineup have played more than two seasons? Rogers,
yeah.
Beerling, and, you know, who else really?
Well, Mark Canna, obviously. Mark Canna, Javier Baez, Gio Urshela.
Baez, Canna, Rogers. Yes. And none of those guys would you say are, like, that's not who our future is.
Well, it may not be, although Baez is going to be here for a while. It may not.
Unfortunately.
Why is Baez not your future?
Well, the only reason Baez isn't my future is because of what he's done so far. He just has not shown that he can hit 250. He can hit 250.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you, but you do have him. He is, whether we like it or not, and we don't like it, he is the future. He is part of the future. We think, and thanks for the phone call. Really appreciate it, Danny. It's great to talk to you again. First of all, let me just say this. Scott did say Avila drafting, not as a GM. He wasn't grading him as a GM. He was grading him as a drafter. So you're right. You're both. I think you're both right. I wouldn't give him an A, but He did draft Torkelson. He did draft Green. He did draft Mize. He did draft Scooble. He did draft Matt Manning. Those are all draft picks of his. Now, we can look at a lot of those that didn't work out. Certain guys, second-round pick Dylan Dingler, where is he? But he did draft those guys, and there's something to be said for that. Not to mention signing certain free agents who weren't drafted. But we always think of our future as being young guys. Well, your future has to be guys that you know are going to be on this roster. We don't like it, but Baez is going to be on this roster for a while. The future guys are Cole Keith. The future guys are Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, hopefully Parker Meadows, right? Hopefully a Jace Young. Hopefully Max Clark. I think they need a catcher. There's a lot of things that Al Avila did wrong. There's a lot of things he did right, more wrong than right. There's still time. We don't know about Scott Harris just yet, in fairness. Good discussion. I appreciate Ben, and appreciate all the phone calls and the texts. It was great stuff. Good to be back with you. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 until 9. Don't forget, Bill Simonson, The Huge Show, later on today on most of these great radio stations throughout the great state of Michigan. Have a great rest of your Monday, everybody, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning right here throughout the great state of Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to The Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the huge NFL draft watch party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
June 23rd, the world's most notorious rock band is coming to Soaring Eagle Casino. Motley Crue. The Crue. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets start at $54 and are on sale now at the box office and online at etix.com. Party hard and take a ride on the wild side. Motley Crue. Sunday, June 23rd. At Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Roast Umber is a farm direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
The Freddy the Pizza Man Foundation is dedicated to providing support to families and Michigan schools touched by autism. We invite you to join us in supporting these families and schools by making a donation at freddythepizzaman.com. With your donation, you can help provide essential resources that can make a real impact. Visit freddythepizzaman.com to make a donation and to learn more about the foundation's mission. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Together, we can make a difference.
Coming up later today at 3 on The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network, I'll deliver huge opinions on everything you're talking about.